cherry fruit baggies, fruit, yeah.
What would you call a male homosexual? Now, those things we talk about are feminine characteristics, homosexual are the same terms?
Well, you could use the same terms, but if I knew definitely for sure, I'd say homosexual. Probably.
Okay. What might you call a girl or a woman with manly sweats? Not necessarily homosexual.
Masculine, tomboyish, handsome. What do you call it? Earthy, I guess it's like, what's that? What's that term that I always use? Something like mundane. Oh, what is it? I don't know.
If you know it was female, it was homosexual, what would you call it?
Lesbian.
Any other terms?
No.
Okay. What would you call it? Sexually overactive male.
Horny. cocky, I don't know. Fast. Valuable. Now I know I get to be easy on this question.
What about a sexually overactive female? What would you call her?
Oh boy, this is pretty rough. Fast, loose, quick.
But you would, some of those terms you call a man too. Do you have any distinguishing term between a male and a female who's sexually overactive?
Male and female sexually overactive?
Well, I mean, you said you use fast and loose for the same, right? Or quick. You use the same terms for both.
Yeah, about
the
same.
Do you have any particular terms you would call a male or a female who's...
No, I guess they both pretty much apply.
All right, if we said that they were sexually indiscreet, would that make a difference? They're not just overactive, they're indiscreet. Now, do we have a term for a male or a female who's sexually indiscreet?
Older. No, I don't know. Let's see. Boy, that's rough. I don't know. I don't think I don't know. I just say fast, loose, quick.
Okay.
I'm glad. I don't know.
Since we moved from food, we wound up on sex. That's not a good place to stop tonight, right? So what do you have at 1 o'clock? What class?
At 1 o'clock I have philosophy.
Of what? Is it just an introduction of philosophy?
Yes, just intro. I haven't learned anything in there yet.
What are you studying?
I don't know. I think I really don't know how to do that in so long. That's why I figured I better go today.
Was it like a bird's eye view of different philosophies? Or
yeah, it's like Plato and Aristotle and James and, we looked at the proofs of Thomas Aquinas and St. Anthony.
Could be interesting.
If you go to class.
Yeah, I know, philosophies. I guess you got to be there, huh? Got to be in there. I was talking yesterday about fast and loose. Did you ever think of any other terms for sexually active people?
So I ran into Lena and she goes like, oh, how was it? And I said, well, my guess has been hard for me. She was one of the questions. And I said, yeah, she's like, well, don't worry, if you don't say anything, I'll clue you in on the right things you're supposed to say.
There are any right things.
I know, and so I said, you mean there's wrong things to say? And she said, no, I was just kidding you.
If you were trying to say, I don't think a person did something, but people think...
He did. People think he did something.
Okay. And what about if I couldn't figure out what possessed someone to a particular thing, and you would say, what?
You don't know what...
I can't understand why someone is doing something.